State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli was asked by Governor Andrew Cuomo to recalculate the state's finances, and he says the picture does not look good. He says the current $6 billion deficit might grow to $10 to $13 billion.
This is an extraordinary time that we're going through, and it makes estimating the revenue impact of the pandemic very, very difficult.
DiNapoli says the impacts of the virus on the economy and state revenue is currently unknowable, and he says most available economic forecasts have not even caught up with recent events. Among the many uncertainties, will the April 15th tax collections be down as people and businesses find they are unable to file their taxes on time? DiNapoli says if that occurs, the state could experience a cash flow problem in the billions of dollars. The mandatory casino closures enacted March 16th will also reduce revenues. Sales tax collections are also likely to be reduced, with bars and restaurants shut down and few customers at most retail centers. The comptroller says New York's financial picture could improve, though, if the federal government comes up with a substantial bailout package for the states and to boost the economy.
Perhaps beyond the relief that's currently being debated, there will be stimulus money that will be additional money that is not quantified at this point. So I just think they need to do the best they can, understanding that the budget they put together may be more of a baseline budget, you know, with additional monies to be considered, further down the line, some months from now.
For that reason, Governor Cuomo's budget director, Robert Mojica, says the administration might ask the legislature for greater flexibility so that the governor could unilaterally make more fiscal decisions later in the year.
We need a budget that's in place that gives us the flexibility to hold payments back, modulate things, move payments ahead of time for healthcare. So that's really the budget that you're going to need, one that has flexibility for us to be able to make changes and calibrate as we go throughout the year.
Cuomo says he and lawmakers will have to make the tough decision to just pick a point in time and decide on a spending plan.
If the revenues continue to slow, which I believe they will, that you have a self-adjustment mechanism in the budget. So you don't have to come back every 24 hours to readjust the budget when the revenues shift.
The Republican minority leader in the Senate, John Flanagan, in a statement, is calling on the legislature to enact a bare-bones state budget. He says lawmakers should leave out, for now, many proposed additional items, like legalizing adult use of recreational marijuana. Flanagan says he's against the idea, though, of granting Cuomo new budget-making powers. He says the legislature should instead periodically revisit the budget to potentially make the changes along with the governor. A spokesman for Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says the Assembly wants to see the specific bill language that the governor is talking about before they make any comment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.